but there really are just ice cream tubs kind of strewn around the flat. Well, I guess that's a little excessive. There are two.
There's two. It's not that much.
There's not that
and
much.
It's not even a big tub of ice cream. It's just little ones. And they're my stress relief after exams.
They were much needed. Much needed this week. I didn't have any ice cream.
I was going to say, much needed. You didn't even have any.
Much needed for you. What did I do for stress relief? Oh, I sang at the top of my lungs.
Not when I was home.
No, because the flat was empty. And I just had my Spotify playlist of Broadway musicals. Oh,
I thought she was going to burst into song there for a second.
Almost. Almost. You guys are not that lucky to hear that. But, yeah.
Ice cream. It's good.
It's have good. Some. But, well, okay. So, let's just start the episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Scrubbed In. My name is Mo.
And I'm Danny.
And we are, can we officially call ourselves final years now?
I don't know. Do we have to wait till we officially pass?
I guess, but basically final year students at the Royal Dick School of Veterinary Studies in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Final year students-ish.
Ish. Today that we are recording, the day is different than the day that you're hearing this, but we've officially finished the last written exam of our didactic veterinary career.
Didactic? That's such a big word. I don't think I know what that means.
Makes me feel smart.
me not feel smart.
Well, it's just because your brain is fried.
Yeah, let's go with that.
We're going to go with that, but didactics meaning like lectures.
Oh,
so, yeah.
There you go. So, learn something new every day.
Yeah. So today was our last exam of that. It's a lot freeing.
It is a lot freeing. I mean, to think that we only technically of vet school have like two exams left. We have our NAVLE exam and then we have our like finals exam of vet school.
Yeah.
Which is
so the next
January.
Like real sit down exam that I will both take is the NAVLE in November,
which that's
December
a whole different
time.
Ball game.
We're not even going to touch that yet.
But we are done.
Yes.
With like sitting down and writing exams.
So exciting. And actually, some people wanted us to talk a little bit about the whole dressing up on the last day of lectures because we never covered
that
on the podcast.
That is true. That is such a good.
It happened, but we were recording other episodes, so it had to get pushed. And now, at the time that you'll actually hear this, it will have been like a month ago,
but that's all right. We'll still
Something
tell you
like
about
that.
It because it's
yes,
awesome.
It is so much fun. Yeah. So here in Edinburgh, and actually RVC
in
as
Glasgow,
well.
And Glasgow and RVC.
So I guess it's
kind
a
of,
UK.
I don't think all the UK schools do it,
but
most of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because we do our white coat ceremony at the start of our clinical kind of classes, but for us, that was the second year of the program, which was our first year of the program.
Yeah. So like you show up.
Yeah.
And within, like, a month of you starting, you get your white coat. And it was a little bit weird because I was like, why are
we getting this
now? But because they do that, then at the end of your fourth year lectures, we have this fun tradition that we do where everybody dresses up in a onesie. And it has to be an animal because, of course, we are vet students.
Mm-hmm. I think some other schools do it slightly different where they maybe change or they have a theme for the year, but for us it's usually almost always animal themed,
which go figure.
Veterinarians,
but, yeah, so everybody comes in their onesie, like we just kind of decide what day is our last day of lecture and we all show up and then we take pictures because you gotta celebrate 3 or 4 years.
You really do, which and for us is more of like 7 years of like schooling, post high school schooling.
Yeah, that's true.
Of like actually being in school.
Depending on who you are, like anywhere from 6 to 8, you
to
know.
To more.
Some people have more. But yeah, so basically you have to celebrate that.
It's really so much fun because when else in your grown-up years are you...
Is it socially acceptable to stay an entire day in a onesie?
See, in pajamas, basically, and just hang out like that. It was so much fun. It was raining, so it made some of my outdoor pictures wet.
It was also really funny because you have the different people in the class, right? Some of them are really confident And they wore their onesie on the bus and out in public on the way to school. Yep. And then you had people who showed up in their normal clothes.
That's me.
And then they changed into their onesie.
That's me.
See, I think I would have been confident to wear my onesie into school, but I had to work in the morning, so I didn't.
You couldn't really wear it.
I couldn't really wear it to work, so I got there and everybody's like, why aren't you dressed up? And I'm like, give me 5 minutes. I will be right back.
I know. I actually changed in the hallway. Like, of course, it's not like I took everything off and put a onesie on.
Whoa!
Not about that. No, I just slipped it on over what I was wearing. Though, it was like the one day that our lecture theater was... It felt boiling.
The whole day was really hot, and all of us were hot. And we don't know if it was because we were all in onesies, which are very warm.
Or if the school,
was just having a warm day. I mean, it was raining, but it was also a warm day outside.
Yeah, it did warm up afterwards. But what did, I guess the big question then, what did we wear? It's going to be a red carpet moment. Danny, what did you wear?
I was wearing a pelican, or not a pelican.
It was
pelican. It's a toucan. Oh. It's a bird. I don't ever know what to call it because everybody keeps telling me that I look like, what's the bird from Up? Kevin.
You did look Kevin like Kevin.
In it. So that's what comes to mind. I don't know why pelican came to my brain. It was not a pelican. It was a toucan onesie.
And we took an exam on birds today, so you should know that.
That's true, but it was more like citizens.
Citizens and
large all of
citizens.
Those things.
Wild. Anyway, yeah.
And
so.
Mo, what were you wearing when you walked down the school hallway? I was trying to come up with something.
I was like, what are you going to say? The aisle? I didn't get married.
The vet school hallway.
The vet school hallway, wearing my shark onesie.
It was pretty awesome.
Yes. Though I will say it was kind of, I was one of three people actually wearing the same costume. So that was a little bit like, oh, I'm not the only one. But there were only three of us, so it was kind of okay. But everybody kept coming up to me and singing Baby Shark.
Yeah, because you got to, you know?
I mean, it works. They're allowed to do that to me, but apparently I wasn't allowed to sing it myself because I was wearing the shark costume.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I kind of, yeah. But I
yeah,
know.
So we had a few sharks. We had
unicorns, the galore.
Oh, we had a lot of unicorns.
A lot of unicorns.
We had some sugar gliders or like flying squirrels.
Yeah, flying squirrels.
And we had a couple lobsters.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, the best costume.
Oh, yes.
The absolute best. She is a member of the Thai club or a Thai society. I don't know if it's a club or society with the main uni. And they have an elephant, like not a onesie, like an actual costume with a
big head
that you put on.
Whole deal.
It was amazing. Like, check out our Instagrams because the pictures are there.
Yep.
And it was the best. And I loved it. And she was great. And she let me put the head on. And so I was like a bird costume on the bottom and an elephant head on top.
Yeah, that's
definitely
like...
strange, but very fun. And she wins. She definitely wins.
Yeah. I mean, so that was our last official day of lectures. It was a really, really fun day. That was kind of weird because we had like a couple review sessions scheduled for the day after, for the 2 days after. So we had our last day of lectures, and then we all came in the next day and sat down in the lecture theater.
We're like, oh, boo. But what's really cool is the day that we had our lectures, that we actually wore our onesies, our professor taught us in the morning, and then we had like an hour break before we had another lecture, and our lecturer was the same for both. And she came back an hour later and had a costume on. It was amazing.
Yeah, and it was like, what was a reindeer or a moose?
It was a reindeer.
It was the kind of thing where it's like the reindeer is then carrying the person, it looks
like. Yeah, so they're like pants or trousers that you pull on.
And in the UK, they're trousers.
In the UK, they're trousers, but home, they're pants. Depends on where people are listening. But you know, you like pull them up and it's like a reindeer that's carrying you on the, like giving you a piggyback ride. Yep. And your legs become the reindeer's legs. So it was really cool. Yeah. It was really funny because she's like,
you just have to know this professor to like really get the full sense of it. But it was
great. Amazing. It was just a great day. And it's just so freeing overall.
Yep.
And the only day that surpasses it right now is today.
Yes.
Because our exams are over.
There's just a wave of freedom. And honestly, if this rain that... Oh, did it stop? It stopped raining outside.
It did. So there you go.
I might be going for a hike later.
But yeah, so good day. We just feel awesome. We have finished our exams and we're going to be starting final year very soon after our much needed and much deserved 4 week break that we have coming.
So we get our 4 week break here between basically last week of March through the 3 weeks of April. are always a break for students here, unless you're in final year. So, that's us next year. But a lot of students go and do placements during that time. Other ones, like the lambing, that will be that you've already heard that episode about. Other ones go and travel, which you are basically kind of doing.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I did that last year. I went and did 48 hours in Italy.
Yeah, 48 hours. That 48. Is Mo's definition of travel. Yes. 48 hours. My definition of travel is as long as I can possibly stretch it out to.
Well, that's as much as my bank account would allow me to stretch it out to. That's 48 hours.
You don't care about the bank account. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very frugal so that I can travel. But yeah, so you get the break, which we're very excited about. A much needed break. And then we're going to come back and we'll do our final year prep and then actually be in rotation. So,
yeah.
Very freeing moment for us.
I'm literally just enjoying it.
We're just
for like 3 seconds. Like, you guys on the other side of this speaker get to enjoy this moment with us, I guess.
And I can just tell you, like, for you who are going into vet school or have just started vet school or whatever, it's worth it. I mean, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of time, but you reach these moments. It's not just like the end of every year. You're just like, I did it. I passed and I'm moving on and it's great. And you just feel amazing. Mm-hmm. So keep at it. You're going to be great. Keep going.
Words of wisdom with Danny.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So the other half, or I guess this, I don't know how much time this will take, but, the other part of this episode, I kind of came up with this idea that I wanted to chat with you about, so I might as well just say it instead of just jabbering on, was talking about this idea of, as veterinarians, like, where do we find our identity? Because you hear us, like, talk on the podcast, basically, and, like, we are vet students, and we talk about vet school and vet things, and that makes sense, because this is the little niche environment for it. But in real life, as vet students, like, we talk about the vet school bubble. Like, it is a very, very real thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Especially because our campus is a bit further away. And that's pretty similar with a lot of vet schools. Yes. Like, your campus isn't attached to your main uni, or your lectures are by the uni, and then you have to do your practical somewhere else. So you kind of, in some sense, have some kind of seclusion.
Bubble. Yeah. So, like, you're always just spending time either, like, with vet students or veterinary people, or even on social media, you're following vet people and friends, and all your activities are centered around veterinary medicine and the shows that you watch are usually, well, not always, but they sometimes have, like, a veterinary theme to them, and the friends that you hang out with are from vet school. And then you go and graduate and you're a veterinarian and the bubble falls away, but you're still known as, like, I'd be known as Dr. McCauley, the veterinarian. But I don't want that to be my identity. I don't want everything people know about me or that they think about me or what I find my, like, security in to be the fact that I'm a veterinarian. Do you kind of follow where I'm going?
I follow where you're going. I don't know that I've really thought about it that much. So this is going to be a good discussion.
Okay. This is what I was thinking about when I couldn't sleep the night before
an exam.
And
I'm not really sure that I, like, fully agree with you. I'm not saying you're wrong, but, like, it doesn't bother me that once I graduate that that's me, because it's part of who I am. So I see where you're coming from, though. Makes sense.
Yeah. No, it's certainly, it's a big part of who you are. But it's also this idea of having the dichotomy between, like, where do you find your security and your identity in? Like, if veterinarianism was stripped away from you, like, you couldn't practice veterinary medicine anymore, which could happen.
Yeah, very much.
At any point.
What would you do and where would you be?
What would you do? Where would you be? Like, I like, Dr. Andy Rourke, I think, he put it really, really well. I don't have the quote in front of me, but he talks about, like, you need something that is veterinarian, and then you need something that is, like, not veterinary. I'm really butchering.
Well, I think you need to have, like, a good
balance. They call it work-life balance, but it's not so much. Yeah. It's not that.
It's not really work-life balance. It's more of just a personality and
escape, almost.
Yeah.
To put it bluntly. Because, like, a lot of times you won't even, like, I know veterinarians, so it's like you go to a, like, a get-together with friends that maybe aren't veterinary-related, which that's one big thing is you have to find a group of people that are not veterinary-related. But, like, you go to a party or something and someone finds out you're the veterinarian and suddenly your work is, like, sucked back into the very thing that you're, into the moment that you're trying to dichotomize from. Because they're like, oh, can you help me with my dog? And it's like, I'm not the veterinarian right now. Like, right now, I'm just someone having fun with my friends. Because I just know a lot of veterinarians where they get really, really burnt out, or they just they struggle a lot when they're in practice because they don't get that break. They don't get that dichotomy from their that because veterinarian has become their identity.
So why do you think that happens, though? Like, why do you think with our profession, and not just our profession, but why do you think that's what happens when you go out and people find that you're a vet, and then it becomes this discussion about, oh, you know, let's talk about my dog, or let's talk about this. Like, why do you think people find it hard to let it be, I guess?
Well, there's the two sides of the coin. There's, like, the public's perception of when they find out we're a veterinarian, and then there's what we ourselves find as our identity as being a veterinarian. And the veterinarian side of it comes from the fact that, like, you go through vet school. Well, first you try to get into vet school, and then you're in vet school, and literally everything of your being is focusing on veterinarian.
That is true. Yeah.
Like, you don't practice making that dichotomy in school, so that when you go out into practice and suddenly you're like, I don't have any friends who are not veterinarians. I don't have this, I don't have a sport, or I don't have an activity or a hobby that is not veterinary related, and I can't find a way to create that dichotomy. I keep using the word dichotomy because my brain can't come up with anything else. It's fried from this exam. But, and then you have the public's perception. I'm not fully sure why it is that they feel like every single time they come up to us, like, they find out you're a veterinarian, it's suddenly like, oh my gosh, I had this dog and then he got hit by a car. And it's like, why is it always those kind of stories? Because
well, those are, like, the memorable, you know, like, either something really great that happened or something terrible and tragic. Those are the things that stick in your brain for sure. So yeah, that's why that's what comes up.
Here's the one thing. It's like, sure, you can have someone who, say, a computer or electrical engineer. And, like, you'll say that, oh, in a party, be like, oh, what's your job? Oh, an electrical engineer. Oh, cool. And then the story moves on. It's not like they find out that you fix, like, you work on computer code, and they're suddenly like, oh, my gosh, so my MacBook, like, broke today. Do you think you can fix it? I looked on Google, and it said that it can do this. Do you think I should try that? Like, that conversation never happens.
It depends on who's having the conversation, yeah, but not as commonly. I agree with you.
Yeah, like, the frequency of that kind of conversation. Or,
I think part of the reason that it happens is, I mean, in general, not everyone, you cannot generalize, but a lot of people enjoy animals, even if they don't have their own pets. They enjoy, animals and seeing them and enjoying them in nature or whatever. And so people find out that you're a vet and they then want to connect with you, and sharing animal stories or talking about animals is a good way for people to connect.
Yeah, but you could talk about animals without talking about the fact that your dog has osteosarcoma
and
is perfused diarrhea.
I think the thing that comes up first is your own pets. And, you know, if you have friends or people who are vets or doctors or whatever, depending on how good of friends you are or whatever, you're going to ask them their opinion, because in theory you should trust them and their opinion. And so I think that's why it comes up. And it's a profession where people know something about it, but they don't know everything about it. So obviously you're not going to go into all of, like, the medical side of things, but people can talk about animals pretty easily.
Yeah, but they're always going to ask you the medical stuff. They're not going to be like talking about their friend who's going to on a jumping competition or something or whatnot. It's always going to be that animal that broke something or is really sick or it's died.
See, I would disagree, though, because I've had quite a few conversations with people. I mean, they find out that I'm in vet school, or they find out, you know, when I was in pre-vet, and they don't always, I mean, people do ask. They ask you to come look at their pets, and they ask you about things. But I've had a lot of people be like, oh, you know, my friend is studying veterinary medicine, or I know somebody who's also going to be a vet, or I know somebody who is a vet, or, you know, they just talk about veterinary medicine in general, Or they say, oh, I really love animals as well. Like, that's really great. Or they tell me a fun story about their pet. It's not always, oh, this broke or this died or, you know, this terrible thing is happening. What do you think I should do?
Yeah, I get your point that, yeah, they are trying to connect with you on some aspect. Because a lot of times they're like, oh, veterinary medicine, woo, it's this big thing. I don't fully understand it. What's something I can connect with them and have a conversation? Animals. Cool. But I just feel like as veterinarians, we need to be okay with, like, you can have a little bit of a conversation about it, but then you have to figure out a way to then shut down those conversations or move it away. And like being okay with saying, you know what, I'm not the veterinarian today. Like, that's not what I'm here to do right now, and I need a break from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not at work. Or if people ask you questions, I think it's a really good thing to be able to say, you know, that's a really good question. I'd love to have a discussion with you about that. Why don't you call my office or call the clinic and we'll schedule you an appointment and we can discuss that later. Mm-hmm. You know, or just, I mean, it's a good way to bring people into your practice because you can invite them to come and have a chat with you at a time when you're in the office.
No, yeah. And I feel like a lot of people will be like, oh, it's so hard to do that. And then people are going to react and be like, oh, why don't you want to deal with it? You're the veterinarian. Aren't you supposed to fix animals? And that's a bigger problem than we can fix in one episode. But going back to the whole idea of, like, where do you find your identity? I mean, for us, like, for you or for me, obviously we don't have a span of time to talk about it, really.
That is true.
But, like, I don't find my identity in, like, being a veterinarian or what people think of me or what I think people think of me. Or at least ideally, that's not where I should be finding my identity.
I think that is where I found it as I started vet school, to be honest. Like, I think as I was going through my undergrad and going to vet school, like, my goal has always been to get to vet school. And, like, my family, my friends, everybody around me knew that that's where I was going and that's where I was heading. That's what I wanted. And so I think for a long time, that's where it was. And I definitely was known as, like, you know, the person who's going to vet school and being a veterinarian. Even now I go home and visit and all the people know that I'm in vet school, mostly because my parents tell them about it because they're very proud of me. But, like, a lot of people know, or people will walk up to me who I've never met who have just heard that I am. So for me, like, that is where it was. And I think as I've gone through vet school, I agree with you. I've tried to kind of find something that is separate from that I can do to kind of take away. And I did, you know, I have thought about it. Like, if something were to happen, if you were to get in an accident, or if you could no longer practice, or you could no longer do surgery or whatever, what are you going to do? Like, where are you going to find yourself if something were to happen? And I think as I've moved through vet school, I've realized that, yeah, I kind of need to figure out what my, I don't want to say what my backup plan is, because obviously you don't want anything to happen. But again, where you find yourself outside of being a vet.
Yeah. And I guess, like, it's like, what do you define your identity as? Is it something that you do? Is it something that people think about you? And, like, for me, like, I won't go into it, like, the span of time, but for me, like, my identity, it comes from my faith. So that's honestly where I find my identity. It's not in being a veterinarian. It's not in that my presence on social media or anything like that. Like, my identity comes from my faith. And so that's what I take, and then I add veterinarian to that. And so, and then that in itself builds kind of like the framework that I have about what it means to be a veterinarian. It's coming from that. It's not like I'm a veterinarian and then everything's added to it. So I guess that's how I'm defining my, like, building what identity is for me.
Okay. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Like, I obviously am pretty involved in my faith as well. And it does give you a different, or a foundation, I guess, not even a different one, but just a foundation that is out with vet school, for sure. Or veterinarian in general, not even vet school.
Veterinarianism.
Yeah.
We can call it veterinarianism.
I was trying to come up with a word.
I just feel like that's a lot of syllables. Veterinarianism. No, too many words for Friday afternoon.
But I also think, like, I mean, like we were saying, finding stuff outside of vet school to do, to find people to be involved in, where you can go and take a break, where they don't know what you do or they don't know what you're studying. Or
maybe they know what you're doing, but that's not the focus of conversation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So finding activities, like, I mean, again, we both go out and do things with our church, you know, with our friends who know that we're vet students, but they don't really know what we do. Like, I know that a lot of my church friends, they'll see my Instagram posts or they'll see something and be like, what in the world?
Oh my God,
like, they had no idea that that's actually what I was doing. They're like, well, we knew you were studying veterinary medicine, but like, we just didn't connect that was part of it. You know, they just don't really know, which is kind of refreshing. And then, like, just other clubs and societies with our main uni. Like, each uni is different, but I'm part of a couple of those clubs that aren't associated with the vet school itself. So it's made up of students from all different degrees, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finding, like, activities to do that are with people, that are not with people. I know for myself, I enjoy just, like, going for a hike, going for a walk, going for a run, riding horses, which, I mean, horse is an animal veterinarian, but whatever. There's going to be however many degrees of separation.
You just got to cross it over, you know?
But no, like, just getting to do those things that take you out of the headspace of, like, being a veterinarian and talking about veterinarian stuff all the time.
Well, I also think, like, once we graduate as well, you know, finding, so you go to work, and granted, you're going to have shifts, you're going to have to, it depends on the practice where you're at, but I think setting boundaries for yourself, you know, saying, right, I'm going to work. My hours are 9 to 5 with, you know, your exceptions of your emergencies and things like that. But, like, this is my job and I'm going to be a vet while I'm at work. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to do stuff with my family, or I'm going to go out and, again, do those activities that you enjoy. And I don't think it's bad to think about, you know, if I couldn't be a vet, what would I then do in order to, you know, survive, but also to find enjoyment in life, and, like, what do you want to do besides being a veterinarian? I think it helps you to find who you are, based on who you are and not just what you do.
Yeah, and, like, now, like, being in vet school, now is a really good time to kind of practice that, to kind of figure out how am I going to set priorities, how am I going to set boundaries, figuring out what those even are, because, like, you just have time and the space to practice that and make mistakes and overindulge if you can, like, on one area, and then realize, oh, whoa, I spent way too much time building that brand, or way too much time practicing something, and then I skimped on something else. Like, you get to do that kind of teeter-totter practice now. And so that when you go out into practice land, real life land, non-vet school land, you have some kind of idea about, like, what life can look like for you and how you can manage your time and how you can do these non-veterinary related things to find, like, your fulfillment and your identity and your enjoyment in life.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, agree with that.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of where my brain leaves it.
So if Mo's brain leaves it, then I guess the rest of it can leave it.
I don't know. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? Honestly, my brain was thinking about this a lot more at 1 a.m. the night before.
Your brain is always more active at 1 a.m.
It's really
than
rough.
It is on a Friday afternoon, you know?
Oh, my gosh. But no, the night before an exam is always rough. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have different ideas about this, and maybe I just didn't put them as eloquently as I could have at 1 a.m., so I'm kind of curious what you guys are thinking about this whole, like, finding your identity and creating, not maybe not creating, but, like, developing, who you are in vet school versus out of vet school, which that's a whole other thing, is, like, self-development.
Yeah, that's a continuous process,
and I feel like we'd have to
It's all individual as well.
Yeah, we'd have to leave that for another episode. But I really am kind of curious, like, what do you guys, like, think about when you, like, when someone is like, oh, finding your identity and it not being a veterinarian, and are you okay not being the veterinarian for a day? Like, what would you do if you had one day that, like, suddenly you weren't a veterinarian? you would go back to being a veterinarian the next day. Like, how would that impact you? Like, okay, that's actually a really good question. There we go. But I do want to know your answer to this as well. But Danny, do you have an answer to if you, for like tomorrow, you were not going to be a veterinary student, you were not going to be a veterinarian, you were going to be completely dissociated from it.
What would I do?
What would you do? How would you react?
Like, what would I do for work? Or are you asking?
No, just like you are a veterinarian and then one day you do everything that is not veterinary related at all. And then the next day you go back to whatever.
Right. Can you give me a second to think on it? Can you answer the question?
Oh, gosh.
You knew it was coming back at you anyway.
It's easier to ask the question than it is to respond. For myself, there would be a sense, I don't know. Ooh, I mean, it's a really good question, right?
I think it's a good question. Yeah.
Which I'm going to ask that to you guys. So the same question to you guys. I want to hear your answer. If you guys, by the way, if you guys are using Anchor, you can actually leave a voice message for us to respond to. Really fun fact. I learned that recently. It's really cool. But for myself, answering that question, I think because of, for myself as an individual, the way that my brain operates, I have to like physically tell myself, all right, today is like nothing vet related. Just be, relax. Because when I love veterinarian, like veterinary medicine, veterinarianism, I'm going to call it that.
Yeah, we're just bringing that word out. We've made it up.
I really, it is something that I seriously enjoy. I get so much fulfillment out of it. But I know how hard I push myself in it, that to have a day where there is just nothing associated with it, I think would be a really good like sense of relaxation.
So what would you do? What would you do with the day if you didn't have to be a vet?
Oh, heck, I'd sit on a beach with a book and a drink. That, or I'd go hiking, or I would like, I'd be outdoors. I'd be outdoors with people or animals, and I would just simply be. Like, I would just exist.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's what I would do if like I didn't have it, but it's not like that would happen. Excuse me. And my brain would like freak out and be like, oh my gosh, like, who am I? What am I doing? How are people going to interact with me? Kind of thing. It's just cool. I have enough security in who I am and what I believe that if suddenly I just didn't have veterinary for a day, it'd be okay. And it doesn't diminish like being a veterinarian by any means, the fact that not having it would be okay. So, which I think is a really, really hard thing. Like, honestly, part of me is like, oh, as soon as I say that, someone's going to think that I think less of veterinary medicine or that I don't like it as much. But no, it's just I need that dichotomy. So that's how I would answer the question. Do you have an answer now that I've said something?
I feel like, I mean, I guess I just interpreted it slightly different, but okay. I totally understand where you're coming from. Like if I had a day in my brain, I'd be like, what would I do instead? Like, what would, I don't know, not my profession, but literally I would probably, one, be traveling, because that's just where I split my time, is in between like traveling and veterinary medicine. But I really would just love to be doing like marketing and going camping and jumping in my trailer wherever I'm living, which in my brain would be a movable thing, and traveling around.
This is the actual dream that
this
she has.
This is an actual dream that I have.
Tiny homes.
And going around. Yeah, tiny home. I really want a tiny home. This is my plan for life. But to just go and relax and see and meet people. I love like meeting people and chatting with people and getting to know them and seeing different cultures. And so for me, like if I had a day, I would be out exploring and just meeting people and enjoying the time away from not even who I am. I just feel like I would be focusing on slightly different things.
Yeah, that is a really good way of putting it, is the fact that there's going to be so many different branches of your personality and of your interests and your hobbies. And you have to, like a garden, you have to water each of them. There's a little, oh,
there you go.
There's a little imagery for you. And some days, your veterinary one just doesn't need any more water. Is that a way to put it?
Sure. You gotta take care
of the, oh my gosh, my brain is so broken.
There you go. Just use a plant that you don't always have to water every day. It's like an every day. It's an every other day type of plant.
Yeah.
That's
that was a terrible. It's a terrible analogy, but it's all right. I'm so sorry.
You tried. That's all that matters.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, so now the gauntlet goes over to you guys, and I really am kind of curious. Like, I want to know, like, where do you find your identity? Where do you, like, how do you find that dichotomy? What do you think about taking breaks from veterinary medicine? Ooh, there's one for you. So yeah, let us know in the comments on Instagram and Facebook, because podcasts don't have comment sections yet, which is interesting. We need to work on that.
Or, you know, Anchor has that.
Or Anchor has that thing. Voice yeah.
Memo
so
thing.
little shout out to Anchor. I'm not sponsored by them by any means. I wish I was, but yeah, they have this thing where on their app you can literally, like, you can clap, honestly, at the end of a, like, there's a button you can hit if you can clap at the end. It's really fun. Just to go to a different podcast and clap, clap, clap. Anyway, my brain is fried.
Yeah,
oh my
we
gosh.
Really need to just, like, close this up, because you're starting anyway, to just ramble. Yammer on.
Yes. So, yeah, go find the comment on the Instagram page, on Facebook. Go leave a, like, go find the comment section on those posts. Let us know what you think about that. If you're on Anchor, go ahead and try that sucker out. That'd be really cool to get a voice message
from
one of y'all.
Yeah, send them to us.
Because then we can either play them back in the episode that you're listening to, or we can just listen to them.
Yeah, and just so chat about them.
But yeah, that is kind of where we are going to rambling and wrap up today's episode. I'm so sorry about that, by the way. But yeah, that's where we're going to close things. But I do want to kind of point out, are we skipping a week on the podcast?
Yeah, I think with us being gone for 4 weeks, we're probably going to have to skip one week.
Yeah, we're going to have to skip 1 week. So hold off. There will be some form of content, maybe, possibly. Not sure. Depends on the Wi-Fi signal I have. Yeah, for the week after this episode. But do you have anything
but
else
we'll
to add?
We'll be back.
We'll definitely be at. We'll be back. We'll be in final year prep. So yeah.
Yeah, and if there's anything you guys want to know about or you want us to talk about, send them in the comments and we'd be happy to answer questions or talk about, you know, things that you're interested in. Yep. So send them our way.
There's also an email on my Instagram for That Vet Life. You can go and
send them.
If you have a long form question, go and send it there. It'll be easier. But yeah, until next time, guys.
See ya.